Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday. Friday, December the 19th, 2025. How about that? 19 minutes past the hour. And I said we would have a special guest here in the Christmas holiday season. Earlier in the week, we had Christian Pearson in for a two-hour stint. And today, we have a guest in for a two-hour stint because I believe that the holiday time is a time to reconnect with family and friends and get together. And I do all my reconnecting on the air because, you know, this is where it all happens for me. On the air. So this is kind of how the life works. And Matt again, if you're waiting for Matt Morgan, he may be dead. We don't know. He may have passed away, but we hope at some point he gets back on the grid. I think his phone died last night. We were having such a revelous time at the party that who knows when he'll show up today. But joining us in the studio, again, a longtime friend of mine, long time now, like 6-7 years at this particular point. I don't know when it started, but it's got to be getting close to that. So I'm so glad to have in the studio this morning, just kind of a reconnecting Christmas holiday visit with Abby Chase. Abby, how are you?
Hi, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning. Wasn't that a beautiful introduction?
It really was.
I remembered your name.
Yes.
You know what? I came to the conclusion of why I have mispronounced your name or forgotten it at times. No, here's really
interesting. Okay.
No, this is true.
Yeah.
I came to this at one point because when I met you, and I'm not trying to be rude, but you had a different last name.
Well, yeah.
And your emails would come from that different last name. And that last name, I knew well one of your cousins.
It was just a maiden name. Yeah, that's what my
right,
yeah.
Right. And she still has her maiden name in her social media.
Yeah, for sure.
Presence. So I think that I always want to go to that name because you always go back to the first that you remember.
Sure, yeah. No, so you can use that name. That doesn't
Croman. Croman.
Yeah, that doesn't offend me.
So I think I always want to say Abby Croman when you come in.
Right.
But I know that's not it anymore. So then I have to, okay, now wait a second. That's not it. So that's, I think, what happens.
I mean, in my phone, I can, like, even friends that I went to high school with that are married, I still have, like, their high school last name. And,
right,
you know,
but so,
like, I get that.
So not a dig. It's just really, you know, that's what I met you as.
Sure.
And that I knew that was your maiden name. And it's also the connection with somebody who I know, who's a relative of yours.
It makes perfect sense. Actually, you know, you say it's been, like, a full 7 years. It's been just over 7 years.
That you and
no,
I.
Wait, no, just over 6 years, correct? 6 years.
Is it? Well, we met in the fall.
I can't remember if it was 2018 or 2019 now, I guess.
I don't remember. But it's definitely, it's got to be over six.
Okay, yep.
So it's either 6 or 7. So how's it been for you, this 6 or 7 year period?
Has it been
good? Well, reflect back on the relationship that you and I have had for the last...
Let's not do that. We're good.
No, I don't want to reflect back. Just overall.
No, it's good.
Good.
It's always good. Good to reconnect.
Yeah.
I mean, we only have like random periods of not connecting, though, over the last...
True.
Six plus years. For the most part, there's a running dialogue.
Why do you think that is? Because I was thinking about this the other day. I think this is a good, interesting holiday conversation because a lot of people do get disconnected mm-hmm. over the years. And I think at the holidays, maybe they'll send a Christmas card or they'll send a note or they'll reach out to somebody they are not connected with all the time or do something. And you and I, for whatever reason, have never really had those long moments of estrangement.
Yeah, I don't know the reason. I guess there's just that... rapport or understanding or I don't know that type of relationship, but I'm somebody like too, and it not so much with you because we do have that running dialogue, but like just yesterday I woke up in the morning and I have this rule. I do it. It's I think I've told you about it before. Like if I wake up and someone's on my mind, I will send a text and just check on them or say hi, how are you, they know I haven't talked for a while. And I did that just yesterday with a friend of mine, and it's been a couple of months, and she'll do this, you know, we'll check on each other now and then. So yeah, I just think that's nice to do.
Well, I thought about that recently as well, like yesterday, because when we first met, there was another friend in the group.
Yep.
I think she's still in the group.
Oh, for sure.
Right. But for whatever reason, she is, I mean, she'll send a message to me every so often, and we still talk. And if I saw her, it would be fine. But it's one of those gap relationships.
Sure.
And I think you said the same thing. It's a little more gapish with that person. Mm-hmm. Not because of who they are. Great person. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, we didn't get into gaps.
Right. No, I mean, Michelle and I.
I mean, wonderful person.
We still text, I mean, almost daily.
Okay.
You know, even if it's just a random, like, TikTok, we send one another. Like, you know, there's always may not be much, or I'll text her, or she'll text me, and it might be 2 or 3 days before one of us responds, but, like, we're not offended by that. It's just the adult relationship.
No.
You know?
No, right, and that's the interesting thing, that certain relationships, for whatever reason, are continual, ongoing dialogues, and others just aren't. It doesn't mean anything. It's not emblematic of anything.
No.
It's just the way some are and some aren't, and for whatever reason, for a long time, ours has been okay.
It has.
Yeah. Now, we have had bad moments.
We have.
But
I think that's true of anybody who's been friends for, you know, a long time.
But never anything, I mean, as much as you know, it's fun to talk about it. Little frog in the throat from last night. As much as it's fun to talk about it, the truth of the matter is, has there ever really been anything serious?
No.
Right.
I don't think so.
So I think that's pretty good that in 6 or 7 years, I don't think you and I have ever truly had a falling out.
No, and I think part of what we can do, like, I can kind of call you on something if I don't like it. You can do the same to me, and then we'll, like, either hash it out, stop talking for a couple days, and then pick up, like, all's well. You know,
Well, and what's interesting is like, this past summer, there was some, you know, you had an unfortunate event.
I did.
And it was right there. You know, and at that point, we were having some kind, I don't know what the difficulty was. I truly don't know what the difficulty was, but we were having one of those moments where it was just, we were not seeing eye to eye on exactly something. And, but as soon as that moment happened, we did get together and we did, you know, have a nice moment.
Of course.
So I think that says something.
It does.
Right.
It does.
Because we also had some unfortunateness this week.
Yeah, it's been a, you know, it seems like there's always something, but yes, you weren't even aware that any of that had happened.
I told you when you came in, a lot of our conversation is through messaging.
Right.
And I think sometimes when I send you something, it leaves my hands and fingers on the keyboard or the cell phone, and I don't take it as a negative message. And then I get your response, and I realize it was perceived as a negative message, even though it wasn't meant that way.
I mean, and that's the trouble with texting, right? Like, you don't know, you can't hear inflection or tone or anything the way that it's obviously easy to misinterpret, I think.
So you believe this week we just had a misinterpretation?
I wasn't really upset this week. Like, I was good.
Well, see, but your messages that were coming back had a little, I don't like this, is what it was. I think that was the overtone. Not that you were screaming, not that we would have had an argument in person, just a little overtone of, I don't like what you're saying.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
But for me, it still doesn't stand out right now, even. Like, I can't tell you what that
was. Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad that's already blown up, because it was, you know, I was still getting those messages yesterday about,
I don't think so. Oh, well, maybe,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, yeah. Which, listen, I don't want to hash it up. It's the holidays.
Right, that's normal.
All right, go ahead, caller. Are you there? Maybe not. Are you there, caller? Oh, something's there. Well, give us a call back in. If that's you, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Something was going. You know, cell phones.
I could hear it.
Everybody's got a cell phone now. And maybe it had something to do with that. But no, just out of the way, I made a comment this week that truly I did not think was a bad comment, but it was perceived bad. So we had like 3 days of unfortunateness.
I remember now. I was like seriously sitting here thinking, what was it? And I remember now.
Right.
So that's okay.
But we're, here we are.
Right.
Here we are. No, and I truly do, like when Christian was in here, but I've known you a lot longer. And I think the relationship with you is different than Christian in that, you know, I do care what's going on with you, and I do care what's happening. So I do like to catch up.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So there you go.
It's a fun time of year.
Yeah, that's very nice. All right, let's try this again. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
I think they're butt dialing us.
Yeah, something's happening. Are you there? Oh, it's one of those Christmas moments.
Right, it doesn't make me want to like yell really loud and see if they can like hear their phone in their pocket or something.
Something's going on. Well, we're definitely connected.
You like ketchup, but not mustard?
Oh, there you go.
Can you hear me?
I think we're definitely, getting hit there. Boom.
Yeah.
But, so that, we've already worked that out.
Right. Worked out.
Right. Well, just so the audience is not in the dark on that, and we'll move past this. But what was the problem?
Because you said something, I don't know if they may or may not know, I suppose, that you have this, like, ongoing psychoanalysis going, like, of me. Like, you're like, the last
six plus years.
He has apparently been just trying to figure me out, which I'm really not that complex. I feel very, is this happening again?
Yeah, but we're not going to do that this time. So
I feel like
we're going to delay calls now for a while.
like what you see is what you get type of person.
Okay, now hold on. Let me stop you here. Because here I think is where we have a problem. Because my I think you think I'm just psychoanalyzing you. I do that with everybody. I am fascinated by what makes people tick. I think that's probably why I interview people. I think I have an I don't see people's privacy as needing to be private. I want to pry in. I want to know what's going on. So you are not the only one that I do that with.
No.
So don't think I'm. That's just you.
No, I believe that.
Okay.
I mean.
So it's not. I'm not just trying to figure you out. I'm trying to figure the world out. So there's that. And then the second thing is, you seem to think that being complex is a bad thing. I think all human beings are complex.
No, but it's not. It's not that maybe I'm complex. Like, there's not that. I feel like the comment that I thought was off-putting was when you said, "I finally see who you really are," or something
like
that.
I said after 6 years. Because here's maybe, see, conversation works this up. Because what happened was, this week we were having a conversation about something else, and you made a couple comments, and I said, you know what? Because when I first met you, I don't want to, you know, sometime we'll get into this, but when I first met you, there were a few things that I could never quite figure out. Because the person that I knew and the person that I saw, I couldn't match that up with things that were going on in your life. I didn't understand it. They didn't fit like a puzzle. So I kept trying to... I've always wondered, this is what I believe and see. It doesn't fit with these situations.
And I think, if I can... I know kind of what you're saying. Like, yeah. I've met you at a time in my life that should have been extremely chaotic or depressing or...
Right, but even to today.
Have a lot of emotions behind them. And when I was with you, or when I was at work, or when I was doing... Like, I am not going to... I think I said to you, like, what are you going to do? Like, stay home and cry? Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
Other than just keep going. Like, that's just what
you
I
had
do.
You have a mantra, matter of fact. Your grandmother's mantra.
Yeah, get up, dress up, show up.
There you go.
I mean, that's what you do.
But the disconnect for me, and I'll do this kind of vague, because I don't want to get anybody's personals, but... For the entire time I've known you, and then knowing your backstory in life, the things that have happened to you and the life that you have lived never quite aligned with the person that I dealt with. I thought, now how can that be? How could somebody go in and out of those things in life? Because that's not who I know. And the longer you know somebody, and the personality does not represent those things, you wonder, well, why is that? Why did those things happen? Why does this happen with this person? Because that's not who I know. And then the other day, you said some things, and I thought, final piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, but I think that confuses me, because, I mean, all along, I never denied that I had things that happened to me along my life.
No, not that you denied
it. It definitely changed or, you know, shaped who I am, but it also didn't determine who I was going to be. I mean, you know, I'm not someone who's going to say, like, oh, this happened 10 years ago. Like, I'm still, I don't know what you want me to do with that other than, like, I just have to move forward and be who I am, like, who I choose to be. I don't, you know.
Well, here's, I think, and then we're going to get into Christmas stuff here, but here's what I think the difference is that what I think what you're thinking I'm saying, see, and this is, I think, where we get lost. I think what you're thinking I'm saying is that there's something in your character that's wrong. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that situations that happened to you and continue to happen, I could never figure out. Even though I understood the hard facts of mm-hmm. the situations. I mean, we did interviews about them. Mm-hmm. I understood that. I got that. And that all added up. And I agree with you on 90% of the choices you made. But what I never could understand was the person that I knew. That never aligned. I thought, how did those situations happen? That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. And I don't get how you know, situations since then have happened. I'm like, why? Why does that go on? Because the person that I know and am having a continuing running dialogue with, I don't think there's been really a week where we don't talk mm-hmm. at some point. And I thought, that doesn't make sense. We go out, we've had lunches, mm-hmm. we've worked together, we've done fun things together, you've come to events at the station, you've been on a guest on this show many times, and that's just never been the person that I know. And I think I know you fairly well now, because you don't hide things.
No.
So it just never lined up. And that's why this week it just lined up for a second. I thought, oh, okay, that's how those things could have happened.
I mean, like, it's like, you know, you, like, I think anybody who's been through anything, which is all of us, right? All of us have been through something. I think you can either, like...
Not me.
No, your life is actually perfect.
Not perfect. It's just maybe boring. Maybe it's just boring.
I mean, like, but all of us have something we go through at some point or another, right? And, like, you can either, like, you know, sit down and mope through it. I don't know. I guess I just process by moving forward
I think you do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't disagree with that. All I'm saying is I never understood how the things happened to begin with.
Oh, no. Trust me. I look back on some of it, too, and I don't even know.
Right. like there are things in the time I've known you, things will happen. And I'll say, why?
Yeah.
Why are you? Why?
Yeah.
Because that's not who I know. Why are you doing that?
Right.
I don't say that to you.
There's a method to my madness.
Is there?
There is.
Well, and see, I think I figured it out. That's all I was saying.
Well, now that's interesting. Like, what this week clicked? I would love to know.
Because you and I were having a conversation about how over time things change, and the response you gave to things changing, I thought, that's it. That's what I've been missing. That's what I don't get.
But I felt like everything I've said this week, I've said to you before. Like, I'm.
Oh, no. No,
I
no.
I think I have.
No. No, because usually you would deny it. When I would say something, you would say, it's not that way. You're wrong. I don't know why you're saying this. You're just trying to get a rise out of me. And this week you didn't. This week, for the first time, if you go back and read it, you actually agreed with me. And I said, wow, you actually admitted to it.
I didn't think that I ever disagreed with the fact that, like, things may have changed between us over time, but I think exactly what I said this week was, it's a phase in our lives. Like, it's just a phase in our lives. It's my life, your life, whatever. I mean, there's periods of time when I'm extremely busy and periods of time when, you know, it's a little slower, like life slows down. And yes, most of that for me is like the ebb and flow of my children's schedules and things like that, but yeah, I feel like.
But you never would admit that in the past. Every time I would bring it, no. When I would bring it up, you would say, "No, I'm the same person, same thing."
And I still maintain that, like, I am still the same person, whether or not, you know, like, you see that, if depending on where we are in a relationship, like, you may not see all those things, but I'm still the same person.
No, yeah, as I'm sure your morals are still the same. I'm not saying your moral compass is off. I'm just saying that. Treatment and whatever it is changed over time, and you were never willing to admit that. You always would say that, well, that's just you. That's you. That's you're thinking that. And this week you said finally, no, okay, I agree with that. And so that I pulled out and then said, oh, okay, now I understand why these things happen. And that was all I was saying.
Interesting. I still find it interesting.
Well, I'm glad you find it interesting.
I'm glad you figured me out.
Well, I don't know that I've figured you out.
Is this like the end of the 6-year psychoanalysis? Can I, like, is this...
It answered the questions that I had had for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it usually take 6 years for the people you're looking into, or?
Well, some people are constantly a work in progress because they're constantly a change.
You said that about me. How many times?
Well, but I mean, I think you've agreed with it.
No,
you know what's interesting about you, and I do want to get into Christmas because we've had some Christmases together.
Sure.
And we've also got, there are some Christmas stories here we can talk about. But you know what's interesting with you is that different than most people, you become more honest in panic moments, it seems like, or bad moments in your life. In the more hectic moments, in the more depressing moments, in the more emotional moments, that's when you can get the most truth out of you.
Well, for sure. I think everyone, when you're going through something, you're obviously reflecting a little bit on yourself and whatever it is you're going through. I mean, this week, it was a little sad, but also it's not one of those things that, you know, you just have
well,
to
just
going.
Like, this,
I'm a little sad that I wasn't able to go to the funeral.
To a funeral of a friend of,
correct,
a relative,
yeah,
of yours.
A distant relative that...
But you had something in common with.
Yeah, she was a little more than that. Like, it was, you know, we may have only seen each other a couple of times a year, but we chatted, you know, through messaging a lot. She was an author, which is obviously
And this is something you like?
Absolutely.
And you would send her things?
For sure, yeah. I have her books, you know, that she's written, and... in fact, she interviewed me for a couple of the books.
Nice,
we talked a lot.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
are you in the books?
She was writing.
What are the books? I'm gonna have to get the books.
Well,
now.
She writes like psychological thrillers.
She would interview for a psychological.
Well,
that's interesting.
And some of them, one of the characters had gone through, you know, some similar things that I had gone through. Although the character obviously isn't a much different level than what I
worse,
went through, but
worse.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
So, so she wrote under the pen name of C.L. Gibson, and yeah.
And she died unexpectedly, unfortunately.
She did. She died unexpectedly at far too young of an age. So
that's sad.
It was very sad.
But you got to know her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And her works will live on.
Of course.
You know, that's the one thing. I understand that people knock the arts in a way, but the one thing about painters and authors and movie stars and television personalities and broadcasters and journalists, mm-hmm. you know, just like pulling that paper up from 1981, you're reading articles from people who are long gone.
Right.
People's work who do things in the public eye stays around forever. Not that other people's don't, but it's a different way. Mm-hmm. It's in the public domain, and that's kind of nice. There's something nice about that.
It is. I'm very lucky to have her books, I'll probably go back and reread here at some point when I feel like I can pick it up again. But
this is a nice topic for the holiday. So, how does death impact you? I know. Merry Christmas.
I mean, that's a
no. I mean, it's not like we're off topic here.
I mean,
you had a death,
you know,
in the family.
Yeah, I did. But like, again, extended family. Like I said, it's not someone that I saw often. She was actually, it's my mom's cousin's wife. The cousin was very much more of an extra sibling, I suppose, because he did live with him at points growing up and because his parents died young. But yeah, I mean, he died this summer. So, I mean, I truly feel like she died of a broken heart. I mean, I think that had a lot to do with it.
That can happen.
Yeah, it was very sad. But, you know, she has, I don't know. How does it affect me? Like, her death in
you.
Particular?
Yeah,
like,
not her.
I don't know.
How did it affect you?
Yeah, she's definitely dead. But for me, like...
Well, at least we've gotten that out of the way.
How it affects
she
her.
She has departed.
I mean... Obviously, I'll think about her fondly, and I'm happy for those memories. And I can still go back and look at our you know... messages and chats about different things. And
do you think about it? Do you think about her death? Do you internalize it far longer than most people do?
I have no idea. I don't know. I mean,
like deaths in your own family, closer maybe. Do those stick with you a long, long time?
I think. I don't know what you mean by stick with me. Like, I mean, I was very close with my grandfather and my grandmother, both of which have been dead for quite a few years. But I mean, I still think about them often. I still have certain smells that immediately remind me of them. I don't know if I internalize it longer. Like, I don't cry about it as often necessarily. You know, there might be a moment that it like brings a tear to my eye or something. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think I like everyone kind of process it and. You have to keep going. Like, what's the option?
Well, you have to keep going.
Right.
But some people will say they get over it. But some people just get through it.
No, I don't ever get over it. I mean, I definitely get through it. Each day is something. Like, and with my, you know, with my stepdad passing away, and obviously was sudden and extremely close, that was, you know, there's still moments where, like, I'll have an issue at the house or something and think, oh my gosh, I pick up the phone, I need to call him. But, you know, and it's been 8 years. So I don't know that you're ever over it.
So, what delineates somebody who is obviously close family members, obviously, but would delineate somebody who is, you know, said that person's gone, mm-hmm. but, you know, it happens. And, oh, I think about them.
I don't know, because I definitely am. I'm not that person like you, like, oh, it happens. Like, that's not me.
Now, see.
I mean, death for me, like, you're like that even when people who I would think you're, you know, sort of close with have passed. That's happened over the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just kind of, it's a part of life. And that's great for you. I can't relate to that. I don't, you know, that's hard for me to, I don't think I could ever process a death quite like that. Yeah, it happens. I mean, even with Christy, like, you know, last weekend when I got the news, I was out of town, and like, my, you know, my mom had called me, and I said, you know, I just need to take a minute. Like, I just needed to sit with it and think about it. I didn't immediately break down in tears. I didn't, like, need to rush home, because, you know, that's not it. But I think you just have to, I don't know. Like, I would never process it just being like, oh, that's part of life.
Actually, just to clear this up, since you took a little swipe at me there.
It was not a swipe. It's you. You're not the only one. I've met other people too that are kind of like, you know, it's sad. Of course it's sad, but it's a part of life. Like, you just, you know, I agree, you have to go on, but.
Well, but with me, I just think it's, you know, yes, I knew them. Yes, we might have had some kind of connection, relationship, whatever. But it's, time goes on,
right,
and things happen. And that's the way it goes. And you have to be present for what's going on now.
Mm-hmm. You never have that moment like I do where you just have to, like, sit with it for a minute. Do you sit with it and then, you know, keep going? Or you just...
Not usually.
Really?
I honestly can't remember that's ever happened.
Mm.
No. But, you know, who knows? Maybe. Maybe one day.
Everyone deals with things differently.
Everybody deals with things differently. That's right. So, now, on a happier note here, Christmas is... Before we get to the, because next hour we can do Christmas in general, but we've had some Christmases, mm-hmm. moments together. Now, what sticks out in your mind? Because the first Christmas.
I knew you were going to bring this up.
Well, it's true. The first Christmas.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Our first Christmas was actually celebrated in what? Like Valentine's Day. It was like or right around there.
Well, no, that's not necessarily true. The first Christmas, I actually did see you on Christmas Eve. You showed up to the studio.
Oh, I thought you meant like when we did like our get together. It was actually not until like February when we got together.
No, we did the gifts on Christmas Eve,
okay.
But we did the get together.
Okay.
But you know, these are both good things. Okay, so go ahead. The first Christmas.
Yes, I came in on Christmas Eve. I think Michelle.
Right.
Michelle came as well.
Right. Right.
We
exchanged gifts.
We did.
That was, and you know, it was kind of an unspoken thing, and we had not known each other that long at that point.
Yeah, a few months probably.
Just
right?
A few months.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, there's so many stories. Like, I feel like you're going to tell between ones at school or
the
get-togethers.
The one at geez.
The school.
We'll get to that.
School Christmas parties were definitely
the school,
like,
Christmas
high
parties.
Stress.
Well, the school Christmas parties. Let's just be honest. The first school Christmas party, you remember. You forced me to lie.
I didn't force you to lie.
At the holiday party,
oh my
you
gosh,
forced me to
hilarious.
Lie.
That's hilarious.
Well,
yes.
You remember this?
No, I do now that you said it.
Tell your version of that story. These are good Christmas memories.
We had made cookies. With our kids,
yep,
for, you know,
students.
For them to like,
yep.
For them to ice and
right, and all the parents were coming in,
yeah,
and also the superiors at the school were coming in,
correct,
right,
correct.
Right,
and we, for all intents and purposes, and for like the sake of science and and STEM, we were definitely supposed to make the icing, correct?
The cookies, yeah, were supposed to be made,
yeah.
with the kids,
right.
And you
right.
decided at some point.
Well, we ran out of time.
Ran
we
out of time.
We ran out of time,
ran
like leading
time.
Up to it. So I
so
had
it
made,
wasn't done.
Right.
I
made the cookies and then they iced them. I brought them in and they iced them. Is that what it was?
I don't think we got that far. Because I remember that day, there was a lot of panic going on before the party.
Yeah.
Because that's something you don't deal well with, is last minute things.
Right. And no, because I'm definitely a planner. Like, things have to, you know, be thought ahead of time.
So there's a meeting back in the room between the three of us, and you say...
And I mean, it's minutes prior to people coming
the
in.
The party.
And I looked at him and I definitely said, if anyone asks... The kids made these cookies.
The kids made
the icing, whichever one it was.
Right. I think you said both. Kids made the cookies and the icing because that was supposed to be done. Now, and I'm thinking at this time that I make this blood oath that who's going to ask? Who's going to ask?
Oh, nobody asked.
Oh, yes, they did.
Yes, that's right. You
yes, they did.
I was like, oh, yeah.
They did. One of the, one
you
of the.
You said that, but I still maybe.
Oh, no, they did. Listen.
You came with a lot of tall tales,
I think Michelle witnessed the person asking me.
Yeah.
And they came up to me and said, oh, these are good. Did the kids make these? And I had that moment where I thought, okay. And I said, yeah, they did. And then I came to you and I said, you made me lie at the Christmas party.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, truly, when I said that to you, I don't think I thought anybody would ask it either.
I mean, honestly,
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, they did. Trust me, they did.
We did
so
many.
You know the person's name. I could out the person here and tell you who asked
me. No, I do, and it's funny. It's funny now, like, looking back on it.
So that happened.
Yeah.
Then the Christmas year, you and Michelle got me an ornament.
We did.
Which was very nice.
We did.
A nice personalized ornament.
It was, yes. It had like the three of us on there. It kind of signified our first year of work together.
First year of work together. And friendship and all that. And it was, I think it was a cup with marshmallows
in it. It was, yep. And we were the marshmallows.
Right. And then this caused some hostility at some point because I thought I'd lost it, and you didn't like that.
No, I didn't, and it wasn't a loss. It wasn't lost. A friend of Scott's.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
Next year.
This is true.
Did not appreciate the ornament.
No,
or
they did not.
Our names on the ornament with you.
No, they did not appreciate that.
So he comes back and tells me, you know, I think it was even like months later that, you know, the ornament was thrown away. Which, yes, I was super offended by that.
I thought the person threw it away.
Right.
But it turns out they didn't. They just hid it greatly. But they made it very well known that they did not like it and did not want it on the tree.
It's kind of funny. I mean, like...
Do you doubt that?
No, I don't doubt that. I mean,
listen, you saw some other hostility from that person during that time.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. Like, I didn't know it was such a point of contention, I guess. Like,
I didn't know it would be either.
Yeah.
Or I wouldn't put it on the tree, for God's sake.
I mean, because we were still friends. We still got together. We still talked. So I guess I was unaware until later that there was an issue.
I still don't know what that was.
No, I don't either.
But there was a lot of hostility there. So I had to, the ornament disappeared for years, but it has reappeared.
Oh, really? It's like on the tree again?
It's on the tree.
Oh, okay.
It's on the tree. I don't have that problem anymore. I don't have to deal with that anymore.
Right.
But no, there's a Christmas story.
Yeah.
But no, the one you were alluding to was the Christmas office party.
I mean, when we say office, it's you and Michelle and I.
It was your deal to plan that. And
well, I don't know why. It was put on me. You're like, I was the leader and I was supposed to throw this together, which, you know, for me, celebrating at school with the kids would have been good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And our Christmas Eve exchange, but
no, you said
you guys were like, we need a dinner, we need things.
It was me and Michelle, so don't put it all on me.
No, I know, like that's what I'm saying. Like we needed to have a party,
and you just didn't get that together for Christmas.
You know what? This is so funny because like looking back, that was definitely 2020. So like us going out to dinner was probably. Right.
No,
before.
No, that wasn't 2020.
Had to have been.
No, it wasn't during the pandemic because we couldn't go on up to dinner.
No, it was 2019. It was like February. It was before it started.
2019. So maybe it was 18 that we met.
I'm thinking it was honestly February like 2020.
That we had the dinner?
That we dinner. So it was like
maybe,
right before.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Could have been. I don't remember. It was definitely non-pandemic time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But so it had to be before.
But I was thinking that it turned to pandemic year when Michelle still worked with us, like that March.
Oh, could have been. Could have been.
You know, we were remote.
It could have been.
So yeah, but anyway, that was kind of like our last act. But we went to Applebee's and it was Valentine's
Day.
I don't know if it was on. Was it?
I think it was Valentine's Day.
Right around.
So we had the office Christmas party on Valentine's Day. Couldn't even get it together in January.
I mean, in Michelle and I's defense, like we had a lot of things like going on. She had a couple of kids playing basketball and, you know, winter sports.
Well, she always put it on you though.
For sure. Well,
she said that you were the one delaying.
Yeah, you guys always put it on me.
Well, no, I don't think we did, but that's okay. But my favorite Christmas story with you is the year you got very hostile with me.
Oh my gosh, that's what I mean.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly.
Oh, yes. There's no Michelle in this story. This is you and I, and you getting hostile with me. Hostile. Because people think you don't get hostile with me. And this was a hostile moment. You can't work your way around this not being a hostile.
No,
I was there.
I'm not really denying it. Hostile is a strong word.
Go ahead.
I was definitely angered because
there was an angry moment at the holiday. Can you imagine?
Especially for our group of kids that we worked with, I always felt that it was really important to make sure they had a good
Christmas party.
A good Christmas party with friends
agree with
and
that.
Us. And you did agree with it, but you didn't do anything for it. So there was the hostility. And looking back, like, I stand on that because you still, everything that was
lied
planned,
about the cookies.
You did cover the cookies, which was minimal in the grand scheme of things. But so the next year we actually had, or maybe it was 2 years later, we actually had pizzas donated. And Scott just refused to go get the pizza.
That's not true.
But here I am actually like sweating, running around, making
like
sure.
Like a chicken with your head cut off.
Was that the year we did like a, we had food, a pizza. We made like a sundae bar or something for them. They had done well on exams. So we got like an ice cream, something that they were making. So I was setting.
It was a big production.
It was a big production. I was setting everything up. I made stockings for the kids, did little things, got little gifts.
And you said during the party.
No, it was before the party.
Moments before the party. You say to me.
Yeah.
What? Go. You didn't even ask. It was an order.
It was.
You said go get the pizzas.
I was. I think I said something like, "You're actually not doing anything, so go get the
pizzas."
See,
that's not true either.
No, that is exactly what I said.
But I was doing things.
No, you were sitting.
No, I might have been sitting at the moment, but I was doing things.
You had no pen and paper. You were doing nothing. There was no kids.
And at that point. You said to me, because I thought, well, now you're ordering me to go get the pizzas. And we had had a conversation the day before in which I had said, they're going to deliver these, right?
Right, but they weren't delivering.
Right,
they
but you said yes.
No, you
told me the day before.
No,
so
that's
then,
not true. I knew they weren't. They
because
don't
I knew that picking these pizzas up was not a good idea. So, and because I knew because I had been around you at that point a year or two or three. And I realized that you get to that like an hour before, and all of a sudden, you know, the bells and whistles going off.
Of course.
And you're trying to wrap gifts back there and put bows on things and so on and so forth.
Right.
And then you order me to go get these pizzas, and it was a bad tone, I remember, that you shouted at me.
Oh, I didn't shout. Now you're embellishing.
You said, go get the pizzas.
No,
you're not doing anything. Go get the pizzas. And I said, no.
Yeah,
I said, no.
Yeah, right.
And you said, you're actually not going to go get the pizzas? You're actually telling me no right now?
I don't think I said you're telling me no. I was like, you're actually not going to go get them. And you were like, no. Which was so, like, I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Like,
and you got angry.
I was, because I was the one doing all of it to put it all together. At this point, Michelle was not with us.
No, she was gone.
It was just the two of us. So he literally had not shopped for one gift, wrapped one present, set up one thing on the table for the kids. And I was stressed because, like, you know, every little party like that for me was important for the kids.
I don't know why you wait till the last minute then.
There's nothing, you could not set up that stuff earlier.
No, but you came in, you had just been to the store. You came in with bags and things unwrapped.
We
could have wrapped those things the night before.
No, some of it, like, there was food stuff.
But in any event.
Okay, right.
It was a bad bark order.
It was definitely a bark order.
And I said no.
Mm-hmm.
And you got angry. And that was the year Christmas was ruined.
I think we rebounded. Like, it's just always fun with the kids. I mean, you know, it's stressful.
But you were not happy during the party.
I was fine during the party.
Well,
is that when you cheated at the game? It might have been.
No, I did beat you at the game at the Christmas party.
I did.
I beat you. And it was. Now, listen, I'm sticking by that one. What was that game? Kerplunk? Wordle?
No,
what was it?
Shoot. It's like a pattern. It was fun, but it was like obviously maybe like qubits or something.
But people don't know that you're competitive.
Oh, 100%.
You're totally competitive.
Yeah.
And so you were playing, and we got into this game. I don't even know how it became you and I, but
I beat you.
No, there were kids involved.
Right. It was like teams, I
right.
think.
Right. But
definitely we were the ones.
Yeah, we were the ones doing the thing there, and I beat you, and boy, you were not happy.
No, you, because you cheated.
There we
that
go.
That is why I was not happy.
And that was at a Christmas party as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely not like I'm definitely not like the mom who let my kids win it. Like,
no, I can't checkers. Imagine you would have
no,
to do that.
No,
you and I had some. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and I think that's led to that's also an underlying theme to our friendship over the years is a little competitiveness.
Yeah, you yeah. cheat a lot.
No, I don't
things.
Cheat. I don't cheat. Now here's one of my favorite Christmas meals. I don't know if you remember this one. It's the cookies. You remember the cookies? Okay,
you'll come
to this.
Okay.
So, because of the year we'd had the hostility about me not going to get the pizzas.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I remember.
Okay,
that.
You know what I'm going to say.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yes. Was that a Christmas
party? That was a Christmas party. That's the following year. Yes. I thought we'll rebound.
Yeah, Scott's like, I'm going to be in charge of
right.
something because I'm the one who brings all the, you know, typically for all the parties I bring all the food. So Scott's like, I'll bring some dessert.
Because I remembered that yes. Christmas had been ruined the prior year because of your hostility about the pizza.
What's funny, we're going back and forth about this, and I guarantee the kids had, like, they still
loved
it. They had no idea.
They had no idea, no.
But
a lot of this happened in offices or before they arrived.
Right. So Scott would say, like, I think you said, I'm going to bring a dessert. And I was like, oh my gosh,
yes.
That is amazing. Like, that is.
I'll bring the dessert.
Right. That's so
I'll
helpful.
Bring the dessert. Thank
that
you.
Definitely takes something off my plate. We had around 25-ish kids in the program, probably. Not that they were all there
but
at the same time.
But you never knew who was going to show
correct.
Up.
Correct. But we knew for parties.
They like food.
They were all there. They always came food. For food.
Right.
And little gifts.
And that year, you got the pizzas delivered. There was nobody having...
Or somebody picked them up.
Or somebody picked them up,
right.
But it was off the table.
Correct.
Okay.
So...
I'm going to get the dessert.
Scott brings in the dessert.
Yep.
Which was cookies. Which would have been absolutely perfect.
Christmas cookies.
No, they weren't. They were chocolate chip cookies. He brought in one, like, plastic container, like, you know, the plastic containers from the bakery, which they were good cookies, don't get me wrong. He brought in 12, and, like, two of them were broken. And we were expecting, like, up to, like, 25 kids. And they're not, like, little kids. They're high school students. So what does he do?
Wait a second.
He's like, I'm just going to break them all in half, and they can have, like, a part of one. Oh, my God. It was a disaster. I actually had to get more dessert.
See, this is different between you and I. When I arrived that day, I arrived with the cookies. Good-looking cookies. Right? Store.
No. No, the cookies looked
right.
good, but like some of them were broken.
And immediately, you saw the cookies. And it, again, was just immediate hostile. What
really?
Are you doing? Is that all you have?
Yes.
Why? What are you? What are you going to do? And like the whole 45 minutes before the kids arrived, you are just trying to ream me about these cookies.
Gosh. That is really like...
No, you were going over. You're like, seriously, what are you going to do?
Like,
what
yes.
are you, come on. What are you going to do? I mean, are you going to go get more? Do you have more in the car? Are you kidding? What are you going to do?
I think that's
you were
that's aggressive. I know. I just went and got more. Like, I didn't even... I ran over
no,
to the
you
store.
Did not go get more.
Yes, yes.
No. You remember what I did?
You broke them in half.
I broke them. When the kids came in to eat...
When
the kids came in to eat, we gave them the pizza, which I think was the thing that we did.
Of course.
Right? And then it came time for dessert. And I said, well, kids, it's now time for dessert. And I got the cookies out. And I said, who would like a cookie? And I did a quick head count of the room and realized there were more than 12 kids in there. So I broke the cookies in two.
He definitely did that. But also, I think if I think I would have got more. And if I didn't, it was because I had made...
No, you didn't go get more because I remember walking through thinking, I got to ration these things
out.
Was
that the year, though, I made the cute little cups with the... chocolate, like the candy, the Christmas candy inside.
Could've been.
I think
could've
that's what
been.
It was. So I think I felt like they were good with that. But no, it was... I think I left the room for that moment. I was like, I am not going to be a party of this. Like,
yeah, you were upset about that
and
too.
Like, let's be clear that we're not talking about kindergartners.
No.
We're talking about high school students.
High school kids.
That like half of a chocolate chip cookie is like,
it wasn't,
what?
It wasn't dinner.
No, of course not. But like dessert is the best part of any meal, especially when you're dealing
with
like,
and by the way, they were not complaining.
The cookies themselves were good. It's not even about the cookies. Oh, I think they probably like looked at you like, what?
No, I like that memory. I think that's a wonderful memory.
It was funny. It was definitely funny. And I think we laughed about it pretty immediately, but...
Well, it immediately became a thing then.
Right.
As soon as we came back from holiday
right.
break, then it became a running mm-hmm. thing about me and the cookies.
I mean, and all of the other, you know, teachers were laughing as well. Like
Then I was taken off dessert duty.
Right. And then it was like, you know, every time we had to plan something, it was like, well, Scott's going to plan this. Scott's going to plan this party.
And then the party would happen and it would be a nice party and I would take credit
for it.
Yeah,
he would have to get the credit for it.
I would take credit. I'd say, well, Scott, we know you must have done all this. I mean, who else would have done this?
Right, exactly.
Those were fun moments, weren't they? Wonderful Christmases.
Oh my gosh, we had so much fun. We did. We had a lot of fun.
And to this day, we usually have some kind of Christmas something. There's a gift exchange or there's a little get together where we have a nice little moment.
I mean, honestly, though, looking back, didn't those 5 years fly? Like, to think that it was a 5 year span of time.
It was a quick time.
So fast.
But I think that is honestly, I don't know if the years themselves, if you look at them, if they span by fast. I just think the time spanned. If you look at what you and I did together, I think it was really fun times.
Oh, we did. We always had a good time.
No matter what was going on in the world with anybody's life, regardless,
right,
when that period of time would happen in the day, 5 days a week, mm-hmm, it was always fun.
It was.
It was always fun. And there was always something going on. That is the one thing. And this is a good Christmas. When you pick your friends wisely, because you can't pick your family. Mm-hmm. And it's important when time flies like that, and even when maybe you're not getting along with the friend or something bad is going on in the world, if you can go into a room and forget it for a minute, mm-hmm, and that person can make you laugh or smile, or you can get it out of your brain for a second because something's going on, that's a good friend.
Absolutely.
That's a good friend.
Absolutely.
We're going to come back and talk Christmas in the larger sense.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We don't have any more deadly stories, do we?
I don't think so. We could probably come up with them.
We could probably. Listen, I'll bring the dessert next year to the Christmas party. Yeah. We'll have a party and I'll bring the dessert. It'll be great.
Yes.
Back with Abby right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, man.
Report. Ronnie Sylvester Huffines, age 88, passed away on December 13th. He is survived by his wife, sister,